This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last year, Americans took nearly 10 billion rides on public transportation. In Missouri, transit officials have proposed making all public buses free for Kansas City residents. As Lisa Rodriguez reports, the city council is expected to vote on this tomorrow.
Bus fares in Kansas City cost $1.50 per trip, and Michael Mumford says he rides at least once a day. He estimates eliminating bus fares could save him up to $1,000 a year.
It'll help me out a lot. It keeps the change in my pocket.
Mumford works, but he also takes the bus to classes at a local community college. He says some of that extra change could go to school.
Buy some school books. Yeah, buy some books for class.
Robbie Mackinnon, the head of the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority, came up with the idea. He says a $1.50 fare would go much farther to boost the economy outside the fare box.
It's going to go right back into the local economy, buying a pair of tennis shoes, buying some bread, buying whatever, generating sales tax, which we get a piece of anyway.
Mackinnon says going fare-free across the entire system will cost about $12 million. He's asked the city to find $8 million to get rolling. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is on board.
It really opens up more of Kansas City, and particularly in a place like this, where we are spread out, where we're far flung. I think, frankly, it is of vital importance for us that we do something like this.
But Kansas City Councilwoman Catherine Shields, who chairs the city's finance committee, says $8 million for free buses means $8 million less for other services.
Because I know there's not $3 million, $5 million, or $8 million sitting around.
Part of what makes this complicated is that the bus system serves the entire metro area, which is split across seven counties in two states. The only city proposing to go zero fare is Kansas City, Missouri. So Josh Powers, who oversees transit services in suburban Kansas, says someone may ride free in parts of the metro area, but not in others.
We've done a lot of work to make sure that our fares are the same across the region, to make sure that our branding is the same across the region.
Transit officials estimate about 20% of bus riders across the metro area already ride for free. That includes veterans as well as students in Kansas City public schools. In Kansas City, I'm Lisa Rodriguez for Marketplace.